Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about looking for heavy equipment loan. First, get the facts straight. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. If you're looking for good, used, quality equipment, then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to podcast. You want to buy heavy equipment for a new assignment or simply looking to upgrade your fleet? You should always understand one thing quite clearly, and this is buying construction machines require a lot of money and capital. You know, I mean, it requires everything. If at all you have the cash in your business, you can't make use of the entire as you have to take care of the other financial obligations related to your business. This means that whatever you earn from the business does not entirely go to the acquire heavy equipment. You know, you need to put it back for rainy days. You know, job sites being going slow and got to pay your laborers. You know, you got to put money away to the side. Allocations of funds should be for the entire business, not only to the limit to buying construction machines, also for everything else. So the way out is to go out and shop for the banks who lend money for heavy equipment and at the lower rate of interest. However, there's a few other factors that are equally important to understand before you take the call of approaching the bank and applying for a loan. Number one, approach a bank that understands your business. You need to not go into the bank with whom you have constant business with. They may not have much idea about how you run your business and may foresee hassles in granting you a loan. The other option is to approach those banks which specialize in facilitating loans to construction companies. They have a team who has been working with a construction company and understands their need. If you approach such bank, they will send their team to your site and will do the necessary study before communicating on the loan amount. It makes a lot of sense to approach someone who knows what you are dealing with rather than someone who does not have the slightest due and therefore may end up making a big mess. Next, give them precise information. Lenders need certain set information about the borrower, and it is the borrower's responsibility to provide the precise and accurate data to the bank. Any sort of intention incorrect information can lead to direct cancellation of the loan. It has been observed that borrowers assume things that may or may not happen, but the basis of these assumptions, they end up giving incorrect data, which leads to the decline of the loan amount. There are questions asked if any banks ever declined to offer a loan. There are always those questions. Borrowers assume that by outing a yes will go against them, and therefore they mess up there. You know, not telling the truth. You got to talk to your bank like, you know, he's your mom or your dad. Banks have the sources to pull up information and match it up with the data that has given. And if they see any incorrect information, they get the reason to suspect that you and also to deny giving you a loan, you know. So don't lie to your banks. And lastly, your credit rating speaks for you. If you have good credit rating, there is less likely that the banks will not find you a convenient customer. Try never to default on any loan payments and always maintain good credit history. This will keep your score high and also your chances to get a quick loan from any bank that approaches you. Also, the tenor of your business plays an important role for the banks to qualify you for the loan. Again, you know, do what's right. Get the right paperwork together. Let them come look at the job site and let them analyze that. Again, got any questions? Give me a call, 817 733 3799. Thank you and God bless.